This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abam. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua. We're learning Maseches Nedarim, Daf Hey Amad Beis. The Gemara is analyzing the statement of Shmuel. Shmuel is analyzing the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that if someone says, Mudrani Mimcha, Mufreshani Mimcha, Merchukani Mimcha, Shani Oichalach, Shani Toimlach, you're Aser. Potentially, there are two ways of reading the Mishnah. You could have read the Mishnah. These are two different options of Yadois Nadarim. One is Madrani Mimcha, Mufreshani Mimcha, Merchukani Mimcha. And another is Shani Oichalach, Shani Toimlach. But Shmuel says no. Only if you say both. Mudrani Mimcha, Mufreshani Mimcha, Shani Oichalach, Shani Toimlach. You need to say both. We asked on Shmuel from various brisas that all you need to do is say one. Now, originally, the reason why you needed to say Shani Oichalach is because if you don't say Shani Oichalach, Shani Toimlach, that's mashma that it's not even a Yad Nedarim at all. It's nothing at all. And Shmuel was saying, therefore, you need to say Shani Oichalach, Shani Toimlach. We asked on him from a number of brisas that seemed to say that it is significant. So rather, the Gemara had other possibilities that what Shmuel meant was, if you don't say Shani Oichalach, Shani Toimlach, they would both be usher to each other. You need to say Shani Oichalach, Shani Toimlach, that it's only I'm usher to you, but you're not usher to me. And the Gemara asked on that, because since the Lashon of the Mishnah is Mimcha, why would Mimcha include both of them? So the Gemara said, no, what Shmuel meant was, you need to say Shani Oichalach, Shani Toimlach, otherwise you'd even be Aser Bahana. So the Gemara says, well, Shmuel should have said that if you don't say Shani Oichalach, Shani Toimlach, there's even a bigger Aser. Why didn't Shmuel say that? Meaning, Shmuel should have said, you need to say Shani Oichalach, Shani Toimlach, because otherwise you'd even be Aser Bahana. So ultimately the Gemara said what Shmuel meant was, you need to say Shani Oichalach Vashani Toimlach, but if you don't say that, it's what we call Yad She'enoi Moichiach. It's a handle, but it's not conclusive. We have brisos that hold that it would be good enough. They hold Yadayim She'enoi Moichiachos, Havi Yadayim. And Shmuel holds Yadayim She'enoi Moichiachos, Loi Havi Yadayim. So the Gemara says, Lema, Kasavar Shmuel, Yadayim She'en Moichichos, Loi Havi Yadayim. Shall we say that Shmuel holds Yadayim She'en Moichichos are not Yadayim? So Gemara says, yes, in Shmuel, Mukam La'alam Asnis. And Shmuel would establish the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda. Like Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar, Yadayim She'en Moichichos, Loi Havi Yadayim. Rabbi Yehuda holds Yadayim She'en Moichichos are not Yadayim. The Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah. Gufay shall get, what is the main body of a get? The main body of a get is Hare at Muteres L'chal Adam. You are Mutter to every person. Now, even though you didn't say, I'm giving you the get, even though you didn't say that I am divorcing you, even though maybe I'm giving it to you on behalf of someone else, maybe I'm giving it to you to give to someone else. But if I say, Hare at Muteres L'chol Adam, so there are really two unclarities over here. Number one, am I divorcing you? Or maybe I'm divorcing you on behalf of someone else. And number two, maybe if the get says, Hare at Muteres L'chol Adam, is it that you're divorcing her with the document of divorce, or maybe you're divorcing her orally? It's not clear that you're divorcing her with this get. Maybe the get is just a raya that you divorced her orally, and then it would be no good. But the Tanakhama holds, regarding both of these points, even though you didn't say, I'm divorcing you, and even though you didn't say that it's with this shtar, it's good enough. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you have to say, V'dein Dehavi l'chiminai, and this that is to you from me, Sefer Teruchin, a document of sending you out, V'igeres Shavukin, and a letter of abandoning you. So A, you're saying V'dein, with this shtar, and you're saying Minoi, from me. So you're being clear about both of these points. You're being clear about the point of that it's from me, and you're being clear about the point that it's with the shtar. So the Tanakhama holds Yodayim Shein Moichichos Havyan Yodayim, because Gufay Shalget is Hareya Muteres L'chol Adam, and Rabbi Huda says no, Gufay Shalget is you have to say number one V'dein with the shtar, and number two you have to say Minoi, from me. You have to say from me. So basically we have machlokes tanoim. The Tanakhama holds that by gittin, yadayim shei mechichas havin yadayim. Rabbi Huda holds by gittin you need to say with this shtar, and you need to say from me. So Shmuel, who holds yadayim shein mechichas loy havin yadayim, he'll hold like Rabbi Huda. Look in the Ran. The Ran says lema kasava Shmuel. You're going to say Shmuel holds Yadayim Shein Mechichas Lo Havin Yadayim in Shmuel Muki Lo Masnis and Krabi Yehuda. Kolaymer in Vadei Hachisrael. He definitely holds that. Le Shmuel De Muki Lo Masnis and Krabi Yehuda. How do I know that? Gufay Shalget Hareya Muteras Lechol Adam Veloy Tzarech Lemichtav V'dein. You don't have to say and this. You know why you don't have to say and this? Because we don't assume he's divorcing her orally. De Beloy V'dein without V'dein Mashma. That's Masha. The Bahai Gita Megarishla, that with this get you're divorcing her. V'ihuhu Deka Megarishla, and he's divorcing her, right? There are two things up for grabs over here. When you say, if you just say, Harei Amuteres L'chol Adam, maybe you're divorcing her with words, and the shtar is only there as a raya, and then the whole thing's off, because you can't divorce her with words. And also, you didn't say, you're divorcing her. Maybe you're divorcing her on behalf of someone else. So, Shmuel holds Yadayim Shein Moichichos Loi Havi Yadayim, but the Tanakhama holds no, Gufoy Shalget Hareyat Muteres L'chol Adam, you don't have to say V'dein because it's Mashma you're divorcing her with this document. V'iyuhu Deka Megarishlan, he's the one divorcing her. The Yadayim Shein Moichichos Havin Yadayim, Yadayim Shein Moichichos are Yadayim. Rabbi Yehuda Amar V'dein De'i Loi Kasa V'dein, if you don't say V'dein Lema Kasava Shmuel, I'm sorry, Havyan Yadayim. Even if you don't say V'dein, Havyan Yadayim Shein Mechichos, the Dilma B'dibura Megarsal Kilakaman, maybe you're just divorcing her with words. Now, the Gemara has a kasha. Amai Dachik Shmuel Lo'ukma L'masnisin K'Rabbi Yehuda. Why did Shmuel force himself to establish the Mishnah like Rabbi Huda? Look me k'rabanan. Why don't we establish the Mishnah like the Rabbanan that Yadayim she'en moichichos havin Yadayim af agav de'en Yadayim moichichos, even though en Yadayim moichichos. Why did Shmuel say that you need to say in the Mishnah not only Mudrani Mimcha Mefreshani Mimcha, but you need to say Sha'ani Oichalach v'Sha'ani Toyim Lach? Because otherwise, maybe like the Gemara said on Amud Aleph, maybe you're just, I'm not going to talk to you, or I'm not going to do business with you, or I'm not going to stand in your Dalet Amos. Why did Shmuel have to say the halacha is like Rabbi Huda and establish the Mishnah like Rabbi Huda? Why doesn't he establish the Mishnah like the Rabbanan? Namely, that Yadayim Shem Echichas Havin Yadayim. So you'll ask, if the Mishnah is like the Rabbanan, the Yadayim Shem Echichas Havin Yadayim, then how do I understand the Mishnah? Why do I need to say both Madrani Mimcha, Mefreshani Mimcha, and Shani Oichalach? Why would you have to add Shani Oichalach? Doesn't the fact that the Mishnah say Shani Oichalach, doesn't that indicate Yadayim Shem Echichas Loi Havin Yadayim? The answer is no. We could have said, like the Gemara said earlier, that the reason why you need to say Shani Oichalach, but Shani Toyim Lach, is because otherwise you'd even be Aser Bahana. Meaning, why didn't the Mishnah, why couldn't we interpret the Mishnah that way? That you need to say, Shani Oichalach, Shani Toimlach, not because Yadam Shin Mechichas Lai Havin Yadam, because otherwise you'd be Aser Bahana. And the only reason we fell off of that on Amud Aleph is because we asked, then Shmuel should have said that if you just said, Mudrani Mecha, you're even Aser Bahana. So we know that Shmuel did not mean that, but now we're asking, he should have meant that. Why establish the Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda, that Yadayim Shem Mechichas Lo Havin Yadayim, establish the Mishnah like the Rabbana, Yadayim Shem Mechichas Havin Yadayim, why do you need to say both? Then you need to say both, because otherwise you'd be Aser Bahana. The Ran continues, Umidamrino Lema Kasavar Shmuel, Mashma, the fact that we say, shall we say Shmuel holds, Vade disrile the Shmuel gufei hachi. Certainly Shmuel holds this way. The lav leferushim asisim b'chodas. He's not only coming to explain the Mishnah. V'chitem and epsom kein hechi makshinan v'amai dachik Shmuel umukile masisim k'rav Yehuda. Then what's the Gemara asking? Why did Shmuel establish the Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda? Simply, he held the Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda because he holds that way. Neima de Mishamachi Svirale. Maybe he established the Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda because he holds the Mishnahs like Rabbi Yehuda. No. Like, Lav Koshi, that's not a question. It has to be the Mishnah itself is indicative of the halachas like Rabbi Yehuda. De ilav de daik Shmuel mi masnis and asik Rabbi Yehuda. Had Shmuel not been a daik from the Mishnah, the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yehuda, lo shavik rabbanon v'avik Rabbi Yehuda. He would not have forsaken the rabbanon and followed Rabbi Yehuda. Now, the Gemara continues. How did Shmuel know the Mishnah holds Yadayim Shein Mechichas Lai Havi Yadayim? Amar Rava, Rava said, Masnis and Kashi say, the Mishnah was difficult to Shmuel. Amai Ta'ani, why does the Mishnah say, Sha'ani Oichal Lach, Sha'ani Tayem Lach? Why does the Mishnah say, I'm not going to eat from you, I'm not going to taste from you? Listen, Sha'ani Oichal, Sha'ani Tayem. The fact that you had to say Shani Oicha Lach, Vishani Toyim Lach, why not just say Shani Oicha Vishani Toyim? It's to teach that Yadayim Shein Moichichais, why having Yadayim? Says the Ran, Amarava Masnisin Kashise, Lishni Shani Oicha Vishani Toyim. Perish. The Avatoni Achi, if it would have taught that, Beloy Lach, then I would have known have a shemeina, and I would have inferred yadayim shen mechichas having yadayim. If it would have said shani oichal v'shani toyim, I would have maintained, I would have seen yadayim shen mechichas having yadayim. If having yadayim, why do I need to add madrani mimcha? The afa gav the kfar amar madrani mimcha, even though you already said madrani mimcha. The hasfir alei l'shmo the masis and chada katani shmo holds the mishnah as one long case. If you say madrani mimcha shani oichel and you don't say lach, are yadayim sheinu mechichas nenu? Di kol memri could say achi kamar madrani mimcha. I am usher and a nether to you. Meaning the question is, why is it yadayim sheinu mechichas? I don't say madrani shani oichel. I'm saying madrani mimcha. So I already said from you, because. You know, the Gemara seems to be saying, why do I need to say lecha? Isn't it obvious I'm answering myself in a nether from you? Madrani lecha? So the fact you have to say lecha, that would indicate yadayim shein moichichais loy havin yadayim. So the Ran is asking, why? What's unclear? It's not yadayim shein moichichais. Didn't you say madrani mimcha? I already said you. So why do I need to say lecha? Don't say without lecha, it's enon moichichais, because you already said medrani mimcha. The answer is, you could have said mimcha means that hachi kamar, dikalamemar hachi kamar. Medrani mimcha, I take a nether from you, deloy mishteina ma'adach, that I won't talk to you, I achil nahayim. That if I eat today, meaning if it would have said Mudrani Mimcha Sha'ani Oichel, then I'm usher and a nether to you. If I eat, that's Yadayim She'inam Yechichais. Why is it Inam Yechichais? Because maybe what I meant is, not I aser myself in a neder from eating from you, but I aser myself from a neder from you, if I eat today, period, I'm aser in a neder. Or ad yoim ployni. Umishim hachi, tana masnis in lach. Therefore, I say, the Mishnah had to say, mudrani mimcha, shani oicha lach, I aser myself in a neder, I'm not going to eat from you. La ashmeinan, to teach, the time of the amar lach, the reason is because you said lach. Ha amar madrani mimcha shani oichel. But if you say madrani mimcha shani oichel, loy chayel nidre klal. Davin yadaim shein moichichos, loy havin yadaim. Meaning Shmuel was medayik from the Mishnah. Why does the Mishnah say madrani mimcha shani oichel lach? Just say madrani mimcha shani oichel. Why do you need it to be moichichos with lach? To which the Ran asks, isn't it already moichichos? Because you say madrani mimcha. So no, the Ran says, Madrani Mimcha may just simply mean, I aser myself in a neder from talking to you if I eat, period, today. So the reason why I need to say lach is to make it yadayin moichichas, so Shmuel is medayik from the Mishnah, yadayin moichichas, she'enon moichichas, loy havin yadayim. Itmar, we learned, yadayim she'en moichichas. Handles that are not definite, are not indicative, are not conclusive. Abayi Omar Havin Yadayim. Abayi says they are good handles. Rava Omar Loi Havin Yadayim. Rava says they're not. So simply it would seem that Shmuel, who holds like Rabbi Huda, that Yadayim Shein Mechichas Loi Havin Yadayim, he goes like, or Abayi that says Havi Yadayim, he goes like the Chachamim by Gittin, that Yadayim Shein Mechichas Havin Yadayim, and Rava who holds Loi Havi Yadayim, he goes like Rabbi Yehuda, that Gufo Yishalget that Gufo Yishalget is Viden Dehavi Lechi Minoi, where you have to say with this and from me. Amar Rava, Rav Idi Azroli, Rava says the reason why Yadayim She'enay Mechichos Loi Havi Yadayim is because Rav Idi explained to me. Amar Kra Nazir Lahazir Lashem. A Nazir to be Mazir Lashem. Now this pasuk of Nazir Lahazir is talking about Yadayim. And it says, Ish Kiyafli Lindar Neder Nazir Lahazir Lashem. It says Nazir Lahazir teaches me Yadayim, and in that context it talks about Hafla, explicating it clearly. Makish Yadois Nazirus le Nazirus. It compares Yadois Nazirus to Nazirus. Namely, Ma Nazirus Bahfla, just like Nazirus has to be explicated clearly, Af Yadois Nazirus Bahfla. So to Yadois Nazirus has to be explicated clearly, that Yadayim She'ena Mechichais, Lai Havin Yadayim. Rava learns it out from the fact that the pasuk that teaches me Yadayim, we learn out, it says Hafla, so you have to be absolutely clear. It says Gemara Lema Beplukta Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan Kam Nefagi. Let us say Abayin Rav are arguing Machlokes Tanam Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. The Tanan we learned in the Mishnah we quoted earlier. Gufay shall get Hare At Muteres L'Chaladam. You are mutter to everyone, even though you didn't say I'm divorcing you, and even though you didn't say I'm divorcing you with this shtar. Yadayim shein mechichas havin yadayim. That would seem to go like Abaye. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Yehuda says, V'dein dahavi l'chi minoi. And this will be to you from me. Sefer Teruchin, a document of chasing you out. V'get peturin. And a document of exempting you. V'igeres shvukin, and a letter of abandon you. So you have to say V'dein with this, and you have to say Minoi. So Rava, who holds Loi Havin Yadayim, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Abayi holds Havin Yadayim, he holds like the Chachamim. Says the Gemara, Abayi the Amar Krabanan. Abayi who holds Yadayim Shein Mechichas Havin Yadayim, he could hold like the Rabbanan, that by Gittin, you have to spell everything out. I'm sorry, Abaye, who holds yadayim she'en mechiches having yadayim, he could hold like the Rabbanan, namely, I'm sorry, Abaye d'amrik Rabban. Abaye seems to hold like the Rabbanan. Abaye holds yadayim she'en mechiches having yadayim, he seems to hold like the Rabbanan, that having yadayim, and therefore you could say harei amutaras l'chol adam. V'ravah d'amrik Rabbi, the Rabbah holds loy have yadayim, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. They have to spell out everything. Says Gemara, no, Amar l'chabai, Abai would say, I know the Amri, afilu Rabbi Yehuda. I hold yadayim she'en mechiches having yadayim. I could hold like Rabbi Yehuda that by gittin, you need to explicate everything with this shtar, and I'm divorcing you. Why? Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Yehuda. When did Rabbi Yehuda say yadayim she'en mechiches? Loi have you yadayim, and you need yadayim mechiches. When did Rabbi Yehuda say, "Ba'inon yadayim aichichais ela gabe get"? Only by document of divorce, because by divorce you need complete cutting off. De ba'inon krisos, you need to be completely cut off. So Abai says, "Really, I hold yadayim shem aichichais and kala tarakula havin yadayim." Once you say a handle, then that's good enough. It's just that by gittin, you need to. I could hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that you have to explicate that it's with this shtar, and that I'm divorcing you, because in order for a get to be good, it has to be mamish sefer krisos, and it cannot be left to any interpretation. Avo ba'alma, but regularly, mishamele, did we ever hear that you need yadayim aichichais? Yeah, but everywhere else you don't need yadayim aichichais. For Rava, Rava holds yadayim shen mechichais loy having yadayin amar, ano da amri afilu rabbanan. I could even go like the rabbanan. That by get, you have to. I who hold yadayim shen mechichais loy having yadayim, I could go like the rabbanan. That by get, it's good enough to say. Hareya mutar zuchal adam. I ino mechichais in general loy having yadayin. Ad kan loy kamar rabbanan loy bina yadayim mechichais ala gabe get. The rabbis only said yadayim she'enu meichichais havin yadayim by gittin. Only by gittin, Rava says, the Rabbanan hold, it's good enough to say hariyam terzchal adam. Why? The ain't other megaris eishes chaveroi. Because obviously, I'm divorcing you, and I'm not divorcing someone else, because a person wouldn't divorce their friend's wife. Avo ba'alma, but regularly, yadayim she'en mechichais, lo yavi yadayin, mishamet, lo. So there's a svara that by get, you could use yadayim. Regularly, yadayim she'en mechichais, lo yavi yadayim. But by get, you don't need yadayim mechichais, because obviously, that's the one you're divorcing. You're divorcing her and not someone else's wife. Now this is going lefi the tzad, that the reason why it's yadayim she'en mechichais is because it's not clear who you're divorcing. But there's a whole nother issue by gittin, namely, there is an issue, well, maybe I'm not divorcing her with this shtar, maybe I'm divorcing her orally, and the shtar is merely a raya that I divorced her orally. Let's see the Ran, Amar Rava. Masnisin kashise, I'm sorry, at the bottom Ran. Itmar yadayim shenem aichichais. Okay, now this is very interesting. Makish yadois naziros l'naziros. We compare yadois naziros to naziros. The yadois milahazer mafkilahu. We learn out from nazir lahazer. We learn out yadayim. According to the man damer divra tara kalashim neyadam, and we learn out from Nazir Lahazir, Yadois Naziros Kinaziros, and we extend it to Nadarim with a Hekesh. So it's comparing Yadois Naziros to Naziros, because Yadois we learn out from Lahazir, and Naziros needs Hafla. Perish to Amrinon b'Mesechas Nazir. The Ran is calling the Gemara Nazir, the Amr of Tarfain. Demisha Rach Haveroi V'Amar Harini Nazir. Someone who sees his friend and he says, I'm a Nazir. Let's say you see your friend saying, I'm a Nazir. So you see Ruvain and you say, oh, Ruvain, nice to see you. I'm a Nazir. If you're a Nazir. Now, we don't know if at that moment Reuven was a Nazir. Reuven sees his friend, and he says, "Oh, hi, friend. I'm a Nazir like you." The thing is, we don't know if his friend was a Nazir at that moment. Shahaya Nazir, Imzen Nazir, V'lo hikar baba isa shah shahaya Nazir, afal pi shenoydil achar mikan. Let's say we didn't know at that moment if he was a Nazir, even though we find out later he is. Ein Naziris chala alav. The Nazir says not chal. Why not? Let's say like this. I'm looking at you on the Zoom. I say, "Oh, you look like I'm a Nazir if you're a Nazir." And we don't know if you were a Nazir at that moment, and we find out you were. It's not chal. Why? Mishun de be'idna de kanazar, at the time you make the Naziros, be'inan hafla, you need to explicate it. It needs to be crystal clear that you're accepting Naziros. And since we didn't know if the person that you wanted to be like was a Nazir at that time, your Naziros is not chal. Belaka. Umisham hachi. Amrina, and therefore what the Gemara means is, man Naziros bahafla. Just like Naziros, you need hafla. Dahainu hach hafla de kamrinan, namely the hafla that we need to know that if you're saying you're a Nazir like so and so, we need to know so and so is a Nazir. Af yadois Naziros bahafla. So too, when you use handles, it has to be clear. Just like when the etzem Naziros, when you say Naziros, and you say, "I want to be a Nazir like so-and-so," if you don't know if so-and-so is a Nazir, it won't be Chal, because your Naziros is lacking in Hafla. So too, Yadais have to be Moichichais. Okay? We'll hold it over here, Rabbi Isai. That is Daf Hei Amud Beis. Have a wonderful day. Sorry about the message this morning.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.